The following audio cassette is brought to you by Classy Lady Promotions and Nasty Productions. It's an introduction to Dr. Diana, nastyologist. What is a nastyologist? Why don't you stick around and you'll find out. Now, one thing first is we have to give you a warning. This is a warning, so please beware to anyone listening to my tape out there. Adults only can listen to me. The reason for this, I'm sure you'll agree. My tapes cause fantasies. And that's exactly what they're made for. Yeah. My name is Dr. Diana. Nastyologist agree. And yes, I'll be nasty. Be patient and see. You can turn me on most any night. And I tell listeners, good sex is all right. I invite them to listen to the sounds of my voice. And I tell them, good sex is a choice. You see, I invite them if they want to explore their body and mind, sensuality and more. I use my voice and the sounds of sex and nasty stories and all the rest. The reason I do this is to help them let go of all their hang-ups and let their mind flow. Perhaps they were caught playing as a child and they were spanked, said they were wicked and wild. And I tell them that it's not true. But to have a good sex life, there's things you need to do. Do you have a desire that won't go away? The reaction of your partner filled you with dismay. And so you feel guilty, anger and shame. 'Cause some of your lusts, they even have names. Well, you see, my listeners, your dreams can come true. You can have a good sex life. It's up to you. So I'll invite you, all who wish to explore your bodies and your thoughts, sensualities, and more. I invite them to come on a journey with me. This is a trip, a fantasy, and I'll take them wherever they want to go. Just stay back, relax, and let your mind flow. Would you like to come on a journey with me? It's a little scary. I do agree. But it's just a trip to my fantasy land. And all you need is oil in your hand. Yeah! Some of the people listening to my audio cassette will be listening to it because they've been approached with a business proposal. You have been given a business plan and the audio cassette as a way of demonstrating what I hope to prove is one of the most unique and profitable ideas in a long, long time. I realize that this is a fairly unique type of proposition, but it's one that I've spent many years trying to develop. How in the world do I provide education and advice to people and also entertain them at the same time? I think I found the way by being Dr. Diana, nastyologist. What is a nastyologist? She's someone that she teaches people how to be nasty and have fun with sex. Yeah, not to take it so seriously. And to play with yourself or your partner to expand your horizons and accept yourself, your sexual self, and have fun with sex. And the way that I do this is I use the sounds of my voice. Some say it's sexy. I use the sounds of music. Some is subliminal. I use the sounds of sex. Some of it's live. I use nasty little stories sometimes. Ooh, nasty songs. Yeah. I also use beautiful songs and beautiful stories. I also give advice, educate, and examples with my audio cassettes. Combine them all. And it's one hell of an idea. Up until now, there's been very few options available for the adult entertainment market. Porn videos, phone sex. Audio cassettes have been on the market for some time. However, they haven't really been exploited as much as they could. You see, what's selling in bookstores more than books? Audio cassettes. How many books are being put on cassette because people don't have the time to read? They're in traffic. So, Classy Lady Promotions has come up with the cure for the commuter blues. Are you stuck in traffic, and it's all around you, and you're so bored you have nothing to do? Well, we have the prescription. The Dr. Diana has the cure. Our audio tapes, they're going to help you. And yes, we're quite sure. Would you like to have me? Anytime you want. All you have to do is slip me in, turn me on, and you can have me over and over and over whenever you want. Well, how do you sell a product like this? You advertise. Ooh, you hate this traffic? It's all around you. Cars honking their horns and people shouting, it's true. You hate this commute to and fro every day. Is there a cure for this? Another way? Hours and hours you spend in the car, crawling just inches, you're not getting far. It's a waste of time. Well, what can you do? Is there a cure for commuter blues? Yeah. I will help you and show you a way to make all the traffic and smog go away. Oh yes, we've got the cure. We're quite sure. We talk of good sex and sharing views. The cure, commuter blues. Yeah. The reasons I do this, if you really must know, I want your attention so you'll let go. Sexual secrets, the guilt and the shame, it's all human nature, there's no one to blame. So turn me on after slipping me in, relax and open up and all will win. The results of my prescription, of my therapy, better sex for you and a partner, taught by little old me. Yeah. Ooh. Ah. Mm. Fact. There's more and more pornography sold now, more than ever. Why do you think there's so many bookstores? Especially with AIDS being around, people are turning to help, entertainment. And how many books about sex education have been on the market? Dr. Ruth has been very successful because, you see, women want to know about sex. They're the ones that read the books. Men are the ones that watch the videos. But all of them drive to work. Yeah. So why don't we combine sex education and adult entertainment? Listen to this. This is a message from Dr. Diane. Learn of sex play. All that you can. All of you men, us ladies have a clit. But few of you guys, you really don't know what to do with it. And ladies out there, you couples who fight, oral sex is so good if you both do it right. And in order to have more fun in your bed, learn of each other, many experts have said. Don't rush and hurry, so you can be done. Sex should be slow, sensual, and oh so fun. Okay, here's some advice. Men out there, listen and hear. You start at her neck, and don't forget to nibble her ear. Use your tongue and tease with your lips. And soon she'll be moaning and moving her hips. Don't be in a hurry. Take it nice and so slow. Sex starts in the brain, and it travels to the toe. Men, be patient and make sure that she comes. Don't be in such a rush, so you can get some. And so guys out there, do you know her G-spot? Well, if not, then maybe you ought. Because that's a very, very special place. But yes, you see it's hiding, but for a woman it's a top ace. And so women, excuse me, did you ever show your man all of your hidden secrets? Go on, it's okay, you can. And ladies, do you know how to do him right? Take your time and lick him and be gentle and never, never bite. You won't get better if instead you just fight and you say it's the other person's fault because they don't do it right. And ladies, did you ever talk and tell your man of some guy that you saw that day and it got you wet between your thighs? Don't keep it a secret. Don't be ashamed. Fantasies are normal. There's no one to blame. And guys, check this out. You don't really have to really get that baby. But when you think of her, just stick it in your old lady. Fantasies are normal. They pop in your head, so say the experts, many have said. Share with your partner, so you can both explore your sexual secrets. They don't take, but they can give more. Of course, there are some thoughts. Yes, there are some. Better keep them to yourself, but you can still masturbate and come. Never stop learning. By yourself, so play. Masturbation's very good, not bad, experts say. It's even a cure for some men out there with sexual problems, so listen and hear. Read and learn, both sexes out there. Learn to give more and satisfy and be fair. And be careful that you don't let that boredom set in. Educate yourself, because then you both win. This message is to all from Dr. Diane. Play and be nasty. And learn about sex all that you can. Now, Dr. Diana has already done a lot of pre-promotional work for herself, and she's been a cover girl for several magazines. Lots of people want to know how I keep my shape, so I thought about sexercise. Yeah. Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Ooh, push it. Yeah. Come on, guys. You push. Ladies, you pull. Yeah. No more jazzercise. No more exercise. Sexercise. Ooh, baby, baby. Come on now, baby. Ooh. I want you, baby. Yeah, push. Push and pull. Push it. Pull. Push and pull. Yeah. Ooh. Baby, baby. Get it up. Push and pull. Come on. Guys, ready? Baby, baby. La baby, baby. Yeah. You see, there's so many different creative ways that you can teach and educate and entertain. You want to hear me be nasty? This is one of my favorite ideas. You see, I have the rights to this song, and we have the rights to a lot of songs if we go in the studio and do voiceovers. Dr. Diana sings songs a little bit different than other people. First off, she doesn't sing, she talks. But we can always put voices in the background, yeah. And the words have been changed strictly to entertain. This song is brought by Gypsy Wade. Yeah. Ooh, music turns people on. This one turns me on. Oh, let lust take my mind. The time to do it is any old time. Yeah. Wake up, please. Oh, wake up. Come on. I want some now. This morning, I crept back in bed, I have to admit. Oh, moaning. Oh, I want some. Oh, yeah. Oh, slowly I pulled the covers down. By a side. On top. Don't stop. Don't you want to do it to me, baby? I know how to do my thing real good. Oh yeah, come on, let's get it going. Oh, let lust. I want to make you mine. Come on. Time to do it is now. Don't you go to work. I'll be your breakfast in bed. Any old time. I want to take you and Colin's sick. Yeah, your boss will understand. Well, let's get it up. Oh, I want you. Oh, I want you. Don't you go to work? No, 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 don't you dare. Come on, let's just... I knew you couldn't. Come on, let's just get it back up, okay? Don't relax so much. Hey, come on. Don't you dare. You know what? If you won't wake up, there's no sense. And you're staying home. Come on, pull me. Oh, yeah! Oh, God, give it to me. Oh, baby, I want some now. Let lust take your mind. Any time is the right time. Make me feel good. Oh, God, I want you. Oh, God, put it in me, baby. Ooh. See what I'm talking about? Investors. Yeah, I'm a nasty girl, and I'm a smart girl, and I used to own an insurance agency. Very successful one. How was I successful? I did something different. I was one of the first ones to open up a high-risk insurance agency only. Everybody said I'd go broke. But you see, I studied my market well, and there were a lot of people out there that needed high-risk insurance. There's a lot of people out there that want entertainment, but they also want education and advice. You see, where did you learn about sex and foreplay? And who taught you? Who taught you the way? You see, all we know is what we've heard or read. But how do we have time? We don't, unless it's on audio cassettes. We specialize in certain occupations. Ooh. Ah. Yeah. And truck drivers. He drives through heat and snow and hail, cross up those mountains slow as a snail. He drives forever, night and day. If you're smaller than him, get out of his way. Who is this person? His light's on your tail. Move out of the way. It's a truck driving male. He thinks he owns the highways he drives to be on time. That's what he strives. But lo and behold, what happened to you? You bought a tape and it was brand new. I know the reasons that you were late, because you just couldn't. You couldn't wait. You see, you told the company you were sorry you were late, maybe the flu or something you ate. You thought you were better than the others, the rest. Well, Dr. Diana says you failed the test. Yeah. And even though the semis are bigger, you see, and you're just a man, and can't resist me. And that will teach you to honk your horn, flash your lights, and laugh and scorn at others, others who are smaller than you. When it comes to me, you're a male too. He drives through heat, snow, and hail, crawls up mountains slow as a snail. He drives forever, night and day. If you're smaller than him, get out of his way. Who is this person? His light's on your tail. Move out of the way. Let's sell some tapes to those truck-driving males. What's a nice girl like you doing in the porn business? I've been asked. Because sex makes money. It's a very simple and honest answer. All around us, you see sex in some form, shape, or fashion. And few will come out and actually state that that's what they're going for. What about music? How many innuendos are there in the words of the songs? Well, you see, sex is featured in just about any type of advertisement or entertainment. Sex is human, and as human beings, we are fascinated by all that is human, but only if it is believable. And this is the reason that our audio tapes are better than any others on the market. The characters are human, and they're easily identifiable. And the stories are based on realistic fantasies, and this makes our stories really believable. The sound effects are so real, you can ask yourself, did she or did he? Fantasy or reality? Sex sells and it makes money. And almost all of us are interested in sex and think about it several times a day. So as far as the consumer staying interested in certain products, there's no other product that sex that can be so easily identified by the customers. You know, what is the potential of our marketplace? Well, for instance, Hustler Magazine's North American circulation on a monthly basis is 1,369,950. In the Bay Area, where I've been doing a lot of my advertising in the Swingers magazines, Swingers Digest has 20,000 a month. The Spectator magazine, 30,000 a month. Does that tell you how many people are interested in sex and pornography? Many women also are getting into the porn industry. However, I'm not in the porn industry, I'm in the nasty industry. And that makes me unique because people are tired of crotch shots. And phone sex is a $1 trillion a year business and the government's gonna step in. So we'd better be prepared to have another form of entertainment. Yeah. You wanna hear some more songs or how about, I know, fantasies. We all have nice ones and bad ones. And so I have a series of songs and poems that are called Low Blows. Ooh, have you ever had a nasty fantasy? Oh boy, one of the characters, Jake, he's such a fucking snake. Excuse my language, but I told you I was nasty. You called me at work around noon today and said that tonight you wanted to play, and so I came home expecting your capers. And then it was when I found all those newspapers. What are these? Oh my dear, what could they be? Many ads were circled, and this I could see. It was then, oh no, I realized you were looking for another to join us too. I remember that day you told me you wanted to swing. I didn't pay attention. I figured it was just a fling. I told you, remember, I had a fantasy, you said to me, of having an extra, a total of three. And I couldn't believe that this was what you really wanted as you stood there and you... Yeah, you did, and you moaned and grunted. Oh, baby, I can just see it now. And if she's too young, honey, would you show her how? You see, I'll just lay back and let the two of you do me over two naked squirming ladies. That's what I really want to see. How many people are interested in swinging nowadays? Statistics show quite a few. I mean, I just read some off to you about two adult publications specializing in swingers magazines. One of them is 20,000, the other one's 30,000, 50,000, and there's a whole lot more than just two magazines running around or being circulated. Yeah. Okay, you men, this is lesson number one. Oral sex for her, oh yeah, it can be lots of fun. You need to take your time and let your tongue and explore, and if you do it right, she'll be begging for more. Okay, guys, don't you ever, ever start and go right for her clit. Oh, no, kiss her stomach, her thighs, her tits. Warm her up with tender hugs and sexy soft sounds. And then you'll see her skin glow and her heart you'll hear softly pound. Never forget you've tender, loving words to say. Oh, what a nice thing to hear after working all day. And now she's ready, and so go do your thing. Become a tongue expert and make her bells ring. And now, ladies, you women out there, it's your turn. The art of oral sex is something that you have to learn. Open your ears and pay attention to me. I'll tell you how I got my special degree. Now you start with some oil, warm to the touch. Massage his body, but don't use too much. Watch his body as his muscles relax. And the day's tension will ease, and this is a fact. Look deep in his eyes and say, I love you. And I love your body, and I love having sex with you too. Lay down my love and close your eyes. I'm going to kiss you all over and give you a surprise. I listened to this tape was by some woman named Dr. Diane, and she advised how a woman should make love to a man. Run your fingers up and down his spine, kiss his lips and say, "I'm so glad that you're mine." Then lower your head as he starts to move his hips. Open your mouth, take him slowly, use your throat, use your lips. Oh, the joy you'll be able to give to your man. Give him the best lovin' that any woman can. And then you'll know that he'll be true to you, 'cause he gets all he needs, so he'll be faithful and true. Uh-oh, she's gonna get nasty again. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Fasten your seatbelt and prepare to ride.
Doctor.